Hi, this is Mike Verdiccio. Welcome to another podcast here on confidenceandjoy.com. Thanks for taking the time to listen. It's Thursday morning, September the 1st, 2011. And we are now at number 6 in this 7-part series, these 7 decisions that I think are not only inspiring, but in light of the conditions and situations in our world today, the things going on, I think this series is very timely. And again, I'll remind you, you might want to listen to the very first podcast, the first of this series, to get a little background. There's a link to that first podcast on this page. So here we go with number 6, the compassionate decision. I will greet this day with a forgiving heart. For too long, every ounce of forgiveness I owned was locked away, hidden from view, waiting for me to bestow its precious presence upon some worthy person. I found most people to be singularly unworthy of my valuable forgiveness, and since they never asked for any, I kept it all for myself. Now the forgiveness that I hoarded has sprouted inside my heart like a crippled seed yielding bitter fruit. No more. At this moment, my life has taken on new hope and assurance. Of all the world's population, I am one of the few possessors of the secret to dissipating anger and resentment. I now understand that forgiveness only has value when it is given away. By the simple act of granting forgiveness, I release the demons of the past about which I can do nothing and give myself a new heart, a new beginning. I will greet this day with a forgiving heart. I will forgive even those who do not ask for forgiveness. Many are the times when I have seethed in anger at a word or deed thrown into my life by an unthinking or uncaring person. Valuable hours have been wasted imagining revenge or confrontation. Now I see the truth revealed about this psychological rock inside my shoe. The rage I nurture is often one-sided, for my offender seldom gives thought to his offense. I will now and forevermore silently offer my forgiveness even to those who do not see that they need it. By the act of forgiving, I am no longer consumed by unproductive thoughts. My bitterness is given up. I am contented in my soul and effective again with my fellow man. I will greet this day with a forgiving heart. I will forgive those who criticize me unjustly. Knowing that slavery in any form is wrong, I also know that the person who lives a life according to the opinion of others is a slave. I am not a slave. I have chosen my own counsel. I know the difference between right and wrong. I know what is best for the future of my family, and neither misguided opinion nor unjust criticism will alter my course. Those who are critical of my goals and dreams simply do not understand the higher purpose to which I have been called. Therefore, their scorn does not affect my attitude or action. I forgive their lack of vision and forge ahead. I now know that criticism is a part of the price paid for leaping past mediocrity. I will greet this day with a forgiving heart. I will forgive myself. For many years, my greatest enemy has been myself. Every mistake, every miscalculation, every stumble I made has been replayed over and over in my mind. Every broken promise, every day wasted, every goal not reached has compounded the disgust I feel for the lack of achievement in my life. My dismay has developed a paralyzing grip. When I disappoint myself, I respond with inaction and become more disappointed. I realize today that it is impossible to fight an enemy living in my head. By forgiving myself, I erase the doubts, fears, and frustration that have kept my past in the present. From this day forward, my history will cease to control my destiny. I have forgiven myself. My life has just begun. I will forgive even those who do not ask for forgiveness. I will forgive those who criticize me unjustly, and I will forgive myself. I will greet this day with a forgiving heart. Well, that's powerful, isn't it? That's decision number 6. And the 7th decision to wrap up this series is coming next. And that one is the persistent decision. Well, that's it for this podcast. Thanks for taking the time to listen. If you'd like to put a comment in down below, go ahead and feel free to do so. Love to hear what's on your mind. Thanks again for listening. And until next time, this is Mike Verdiccio. Have a great day.